They are also so laborious. And they were nearer to Govardhan and in Braja. But it is not working?
It is working.
Your attention goes there.
I will try to get it.
So they have so many chances to hear the float of Tumi Eitaniya. Today,
we're doing hard work, but they get a chance to hear.
They have chance to hear from very far away the sick sound of wind, and also they can meet gopis also, and some Pulindakana. Srimati Radhika is so udar,
broad-minded,
liberal.
That she can love all these Pulinda Kanya, Savar Kanya also, and she used them in her services.
How?
By telling that you should bring flowers, you should bring so these things. In Govinda Lila Amrita, it is written, you perhaps know, you know, surely you know, your mouth tells that when they are gambling, Radhika party and Krishna party, then Krishna tells that if I will lose the game, I will give my bansi. But what you will give? Then Lalita tells anything that you know. But when Sri Radhika is defeated, then she calls Pulindi. Oh, call Pulindi, my sakhi. Not Pulindi as ghina or anything. Ghina means hating mood. So call. She comes and Srimati Radhika and Lalita Visakha are laughing and very madly tells her to sit down there. But Krishna at once knows this fact, and Radhika is telling that on my behalf, if I am defeated, she will give all. And she also thankful is sitting there. So Pulindi has also some nearer service to them. Now this gopis are telling Purna Pulinda. Certainly these Pulind girls and Sabar girls are Purna. Here Purna means Purna Manorath. Purna Manorath?
Yes, these are fulfilled.
What word?
Your mind is satisfied.
Not mind her. Everything what they want. And to the extent that this life is successful. And by the mood of gopis, that successful in seeing and testing Krishna in that mood that we have read here in perhaps the fifth or sixth sloka. Akhnatam phalamidam naparam vidam sakha pasun anubivesha yator vayasya bhaktram brajesha sutayo anubenu yustam jaivanipitam anurakta kataksha moksha. These anyone's eyes is told to be successful if they are seeing Krishna playing on veena or flute and seeing by the crooked eyes towards gopis, and gopis are arching Krishna by their eyes. Baldev is going
ahead
and Krishna is seeing being
behind.
But gopis are telling more something. These are for avahitta. Radha and Krishna are both. Radha is doing archana of Krishna and Krishna eyes are archaning Srimati Radhika. That scene, one who has seen, it may be more tactful things than this also. To look, only gopis Manjari can see. So, Purna Pulinda, here, the lives of Pulinda are so successful, more than us. Yeah, how? Who is telling this? Actually, who is telling this fact? Can you guess?
Which copy?
Who is telling this fact?
One of the copies.
It may be Srimati Radhika also. It may be that
gopi.
But who is telling? Sanatan Goswami has also told, Vishwanath Chakravarti has told that gopis are not so less than Srimati Radhika. Jiva Goswami is telling that this sloka is not telling Srimati Radhika. One of the gopis, it may be Lalita Visakha or Chandravali or any, they have told this. Especially Lalita Visakha are telling this sloka. Because here Dvaita Stana Manditena, there is a word Dvaita. Dvaita means very dear to Krishna. Pulinda have gone to collect cow dungs and all these things, or dry wood. They saw some kumkum on grasses. They became at once with full of calm. Daitasana, and they became Smararuja. Smararuja means tap. Tap means burning sensation.
Cupid.
By kama. It is less and less time more than heat of Agni. They are taking the kumkum and they are what? Lipanti?
Robbing
on the mouth, on their breast, on their every body. And they are seeing gopis, but they are in home, but they are seeing all these scenes vividly. And that is why here they have spoke that slok, yasastabhaktir bhagavatta kinchana. By the fruit of bhakti, they are seeing all this. They are not, we shouldn't wish that they are fractions of Kaya Guha of Srimati Radhika and all, because this is Nar Leela. We'll have to consider that it is Madhur Leela, it is of Braja, not Goloka Aishwarya Bhumi. So we'll have to have idea only up to that, which is helpful in Madhur Rasa, not in Aishwarya Rasa. So they have bhakti, and that is why they can know or they can guess. They are saying that they have taken kumkum and they have rubbed on their head, mouth and ear. And the tap came down. Why tap? They are saying that tap has come. Tap means, you know, the heat in their breast, calm, agni, came down. The kumkum, the raj means dust of Krishna feet, and Krishna feet is same. So they are saying that the dust of Krishna feet dust, they are rubbing. It means they are keeping the Krishna feet on their breast and their heads and on their body. And they are feeling that actually we are doing so. Krishna comes and does like so. So their tap means calm tap came down. Otherwise, by rubbing it will go up, because these are uddipana. By uddipana it goes up, not come down, comes down. It will come down only by sambho. But we see that they are telling that it came down means Krishna comes and does like so, say there come down. Then here Vaishnava Toshini means Sanatana Goswami or is telling that who is Daita? That she is telling like so, it is Daita means Lalita Visakha can tell that those who are superior than me, that is Daita. So how you will decide that, so who is Daita? Anaya Radhito Nunam Bhagavan Hari Vishwa Janno Vihaya Govinda Prito Jam Anayadaraha. Here, Anaya Radhito, all were there. Radhika and Krishna were not there. When they saw the feet, when they saw the symbols of flowers, that here Krishna has done singar of gopi. But Krishna was not there. Flowers were there. When they saw the foot, these only, the half portion, deep and not toe there. This is toe? Not there. The gist. Oh, here Krishna has done singar. Then they told that, Anaya Radhito Nunam. Certainly she has served God, not Krishna here. God here they have served. That is why God has arranged that she has become so much near and dear to Krishna that Krishna has taken this lady with him, leaving we all. So she is more and more, most superior than us. So they are telling, the Sakhi are telling of that very Baita. That is for Radhika, they are explaining that she must be, that Baita must be Srimati Radhika. Because we will see, tattesu jata charanam varuham stanesu bhita svanai priyadadhi mahi karkasesu tena atamim atasita tabyasate ina samsit kurupad ve bhamati dhir bhavadam dusamna. You remember this sloka from where I am telling? Yo tattesu jata charanam varuham.
Careful to keep your feet on our breast.
Where? From where we are telling? Gopi Gate.
Yeah.
In 31st chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Jayati Tedhikam Janmana Praja or Tabakathamritam Tapta Jeevanam. Gopis are waiting and telling all this sloka on the bank of Yamuna nearer to Rasasthali. This is the last sloka. That is why hearing Krishna could not stall himself and became prakat there. He at once came. Satate sujata charanam varuham tanesu. Radhika is telling that Krishna feet is so soft and so melodious, so scentful. Scentful means fragrant, more than lot of flowers. That we fear, we do it, but by fear, we keep his feet on our breast. So
gently
that any hardness can he feel. We fear, and by that feet you walk on the stones very
fast, pricking. The stones prick his feet.
Prick, and on the thorns there, where cows fear to go, and you run after that. We feel so much sorry for that. So they are telling that Srimati Radhika keeps the feet here. When he takes the feet of Krishna, there are two ways, two things. One in midnight pastime and madhyanha,
midday
at Radha Kunda, and in Sanket we see that in when gopis are there alone, then they keep the feet of Krishna at that time. And Krishna also enjoys them. So they are remembering this thing and telling that only Radhika is so fortunate to have this thing. But Ji Goswami is telling that by this Daita words, Radhika cannot tell for herself. So that must be Daita. So Daita are telling, these Sakhis are telling, for Radhika this Daita. It means that Gopis are telling for Radhika. But we see that Radhika is also telling like so. Tatte sujata charanam baruham tanisu and all these slokas. Radhika is telling that Dvaita, these wordings of, it may be of Radhika. So if Radhika is telling, then for whom this Dvaita word is given there? For Lalita, Vishakha, all, they are not less than Radhika, because they are the kaya view of Srimati Radhika. So they have also opportunity to have the lotus feet of Krishna also on there. So it is quite right for Radhika also and for these gopis also, both. But here we see that Radhika is in Madanakya bhav here. And so he is telling, expressing his idea for other gopis. That Daita Sanamanditena. Here the Sakhi is telling that, oh, Pulandi are so fortunate that they are not keeping the fort of Krishna directly. Even not kumkum direct from the Krishna feet. This kumkum is on the breast of gopis, Dvaita. And Krishna, she keeps the feet of Krishna here, and the kumkum comes in the feet of Krishna. And in the morning when Krishna returns to his home, in morning, in somewhat nishant and going, then this kumkum comes on the grass. And sometimes, somewhat mixed with water from...
Dew.
Mixing with that. And they become so in affection that they take it and rub on their mouths and everywhere. The gopis are thinking that if he become like Pulindi, we have so much fortune. Even not Pulindi, if we become Daita, then so much fortune. But we have no so much fortune that we may become a Daita of Krishna. If not Daita, even Pulindi, we may be in our future birth as a Pulindi, then we are so fortunate. But we see that we cannot be Pulindi. So if we become grass of Pulindi, then that kumkum will come on grass and we will satisfy. But we cannot be grass, what to be Pulindi, and what to be the Daita. So they are so much fortunate. We have come, but we cannot rub that kumkum or have that kumkum like Pulindi, and we cannot be grass also of this braja where Krishna is moving there. So if we die and become grass, and so much fortunate than Pulindi, and so much fortunate if we become Daita. And Daita of Daita is Swayam Radhika. She is telling like so. Tat-darsan. Here, Urugaya Padabhyaya. Not Krishna here in wording. Urugaya. Here Urugaya means Urugaya Padabjaraga. Urugaya means Krishna. Why he has told Urugaya? Urugayati Urugaya. Uru means an of singing by float. is Uru Gai. And he calls his Daita by that sound, melodious tone of Bansi, Uru Gaya. Here is a bird. Gahanam Kapad Jugalam. Alingan Sthagita Urma Bhujai Murare. Murare, there is a bird. Here Murare some link with Uru Gaya, who was Moor. You know this thing?
A demon. Moor a demon?
Demon. Past life. He was killed by Narayan. Was a very, he was a demon. When there was a battle among demigods and demons, Narayan took the side of
gods
and killed so many asuras. Then he was escaped, and he did so much austerities, hard austerities for Brahma. Brahma appeared, and I want that if anyone comes to fight me, if I keep my this, what is this called?
Palm.
On any of that person's head or anywhere, he should be dead. He should be burned at once. Brahma told, yes, it will be like so. And now he went over whole world. Sometimes some gods came to fight him, but he kept his hand on them and departed. All knew the fact, and everyone wants to escape from that demon. He came to Jam. Jam is so brave and so majboot hai. He
powerful.
So he came to Jam Maharaj. Jam Maharaj knew the fact and told that I cannot fight you. I am defeated. He told that I want to fight to anyone. I cannot live without fighting. Then he told that if he go to Narayan and fight Narayan, then he will fulfill your wish and will kya surmar kar dega tumhe, kill you. He becomes so glad. Where he lives? He lives where? Everywhere I cannot say where, but if you meditate him, he will appear. So he began to meditate Narayan for fighting. Narayan appeared before him in Sankh Chakra Gada Padma. Narayan told that, why you have come to me and why you have remembered me? He told that, I want to fight anyone. But no word in whole world, I could not take any person to who is fit to fight me. I have heard that you are fit person to fight me. Narayan told that, you are not fit for me to fight. He told that, why? Because your heart is trembling. Trembling means? Kampana? Shaking. Trembling. You cannot fight me. He told that, my heart is not trembling. You can see with your hands. So he was, and by doing so, he became flat and his mood. Hitted him and he was. Here in Brahmand Puran, the word mood has been explained by four things. Mana, there are four meanings. Moor means a demon. Moor means kamtaap, santaap, and dukkha. Moorhara means killing the demon. Second is to take all the santaap. Santaap means any kind of and kam rog, hrita rog. Hrita rog, those who take the hrita rog by his association, by meeting and also dukkha, calamity and other things, four meanings. Here means those who take the kam rog. Uruga, because gopis have no santap, nothing like so, no demon there, only this kamrog. And for kamrog, this daita is taking the feet of gopis, breast of Krishna, but not for them. Not for them. Uru Gayati here means Krishna has so much wish.
Yeah, he has desire.
He has desire to do so.
They're doing it for his sake. His
sake. So gopis are by daya. Daya means?
Merciful.
They are coming to quench the thirst of Krishna here. So Uru Gaya has this meaning, in inner meaning. So, Urugaya Padabja Raga Sikunkumena Daita Stanamanditena Tad Darsana Smara Arujatruna Rusitena Lipyanta Anan Kuchausjaha Stadadi. Now we can read Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur.
Read loudly.
Now, you have understand the meaning now? The in thought, gopis are seeing. First, they were concealing. Now, by love, affection, and calm, everything was coming out automatically against their wish. They are telling that, oh, Pulindis are so much fortunate that they are taking, rubbing the kumkum from grass and giving up their calm tap. That kumkum, from where that kumkum came, it came from the feet of Krishna. Where Krishna feet took it? By the breast of any Daita. Daitasthana. Manditena, they have decorated by their kumkum, and they kept the feet of Krishna upon their breast. And the kumkum came to Krishna feet. And Krishna feet went on grasses. And from grasses, this Punindi have taken and give up their calm. But we are so unfortunate. Who is telling? That very Daita is telling. Whether they may be Sakhi or Radhika, they are telling that we have not so much affection for Krishna and services to Krishna. Like Pulinda also. Because the kumkum is not Krishna feet. No direct meeting with Krishna. The kumkum and that kumkum of gopis on grass and from grass they are taking and they become full of pain. But we, even we see Krishna from near, but we, our stage is not becomes like this. So this Pulindi is more fortunate than us. Even grass is so fortunate, more than us. And that dust is also so much powerful. They are pressing and kissing. Now, you can read. Yeah, you can read.
Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Now the effulgence of the lotus feet of the young daughter of King Vrishabhanu, which are manifesting that loving sentiment.
Now he has taken the name.
Radhika.
Who is Daita? Daita is Srimati Radhika. And Jiva Goswami has told that Daita means gopis are telling for that Daita. Or here Daita means Radhika is telling these words for them.
Which is the highest essence known as Madana.
Essence like Madana. I have told you. That is, I have explained.
The seventh stage of prema.
Seventh stage meaning?
Seventh, highest stage of prema.
What is first?
First prem.
Prem,
Sneha,
Man, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, this is seven.
And which effulgence of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani is establishing how he is enchanting simply by any relation with him at all, even disregarding his transcendental qualities of beauty, playing the flute, and so forth. The Palindi, the wives of the Sabras, are complete, whereas we are incomplete. Therefore, the idea is we should try to inquire into what sort of austerities they have performed.
We should do.
Such an idea hints at their ecstatic attraction, anurag. But it may be questioned, how are they complete? That is answered by that divine kumkum powder in which is found the coloration, rag, ranjanam, of the lotus feet of Lord Urugaya. But where has this kumkum of his lotus feet been found? That is replied to, which has decorated the breast of his girlfriend, or in other words, which is attached to the breast of his girlfriend because of his enjoying intimately with them. Therefore, the implication is, although we desire to glorify the great fortune of that kumkum, we cannot be so bold as to do so. Therefore, we will rather glorify the Pulindi.
Okay.
There's more.
Hmm.
Do you want to read more? Should we read more?
Although
in this instance, the girlfriend is the daughter of Vrishabhanu herself.
I told everything. Both.
Nevertheless, because her attraction to him is so exalted, she is not specifically acknowledged here. But it may be questioned, where did these Palindis come in contact with those girlfriends of Krishna? By the kumkum which was attached, rusitena, laghinena, to the blades of grass. The idea is that this becoming attached to the blades of grass happened after Krishna enjoying with his girlfriend when he was playing in the forest. But what occurred after that? By seeing the kumkum which was attached to the grass, they, the Palindis, experienced the torment of Cupid, Smara Ruk, Kandarpa Pida. In other words, they were thinking, we cannot imagine what happened to them when they caught sight of Krishna. And then, with great desire to smell the fragrance of the body of Krishna, they were smearing that kumkum upon their faces. And with the desire to relish the enjoyment he engaged in, they smeared it upon their breasts. Thus engaged, they were able to consider themselves enjoyed by Krishna and gave up that diseased condition, the distress caused by Cupid. Alas, they, the gopis, are thinking, this kumkum must have some special potency. We, they are thinking, on the other hand, have not been able to obtain even this kumkum within our entire life. This same verse is cited in Srimad Ujjwala Nilamani, under the topic of Madanam, in showing how even when they are constantly enjoying with him, they automatically engage in glorification just by encountering his fragrance.
Okay.
According
to the symptom of madan, in Jain, they are thinking that we have not enjoyed at all. This is the symptom of madan. Seeing Krishna, but yet they are thinking, I have never seen Krishna. I'm seeing Krishna first time.
Because actually the kumkum was coming from their own breath, yet they said we have no fortune.
No. This is madam. This is the mother. They forget everything. And they want.
Divyan madam.
No, madam. In this case, they become Vidyunmar, Chitrajalpa, and so many things. The difference between Vidyunmar and Madan is that in meeting Prem Vaichitya comes, and in separation, Vidyunmar and Chitrajalpa comes.
According to the verse, Sada Bhoge Api.
This is Jibbunmat.
Since the state of Madana incorporates all the other loving sentiments, all kinds of intimate enjoyment and all kinds of pleasure exist within Madana. Therefore, this pastime also of the Palindis is one of the intimate mutual enjoyments. Because Krishna automatically appeared together with that kumkum. Consequently, we should conclude that as described in the earlier verse of this chapter, Varnayat Yantyo Bilibhedi, Varnayantyo
Varnayantyo Bhirebhire. They become mad when they were telling all these things. Abhire, abhire means puna puna, puna puna,
again and again.
Like new and new things, and became mad. So it is.
While describing the glories of Krishna, they embraced one another. This indicates that Krishna himself suddenly appeared and they were engaged in embracing him. The same idea is stated in the verse Sarva Bodh Vamo Jasi Madano Yam Parat Paraha Rajati Ladini Shade Radayam Eva Yastada.
In Radha, this Dibyon Mad is there, and there Madanakya Bhava is there. So this Daita is Srimati Radhika.
This stage known as Madana is exalted in the topmost perfection, and it inspires the full-blown manifestation of all loving sentiments. It is the very essence of Ladini potency and is always present within Srimati Radharani.
This is one of the best slokas of Srimad Bhagavatam. If you want to some experience of this slok, will have to be the Dasi of Srimati Radhika, not here, but there. That glow, Palladasi, then we can guess anything. We are hearing, doing, but no.